Okay. See you in 7 years. When is this man, Krishma Shalarvis, start? Misho Shakrian Nichnosen Lechel Betrumoson. So let's just stop for a second. When somebody's Tomei, we learned a lot in Nida, there's three levels. The person goes to the mikveh, he's a tful yoim, he's oile, toivo va'oile va'oichel maise. Maise chulin can be eaten right away. For truma, you need harav shemesh. You have to wait till, we'll see, it says a kachom, that's like a mar. And for kodshim, let's say he's a zov or a zovo, he's a mechusa kapor, he has to wait till the next day until he brings his karm. So Mishosha Kayan Mnichnosam Lechel Bitrumosam basically means Tse Sakrachom. I was gonna talk, was a backhanded way of saying it, Tse Sakrachom, but that's what it means. That's when it starts. When's the end of Zman Krishma? At Soifa Shmoira Harishina Divir Ablezer. According to Ablezer, you have to finish Krishma by the end of the first Ashmoir, which we'll explain tomorrow, means a third of the night. He's going to, the night is split into three mishmoris of the malach, and whatever, we'll see it tomorrow. This means a third of the night. Chachomim oimrim ad chatzois, Rabbi Gamliel omer ad sheyalu ramur ashach. Okay, we're going to see a lot more about this, but just in a nutshell, what's the machloikis here? The Zman Krishma at night is totally in uvashoch b'cho. So the basic machloikis tanoim here is, what does uvashoch b'cho mean? The time when the people are sleeping, or the time when people go to sleep. So Rabbi Gamliel holds it means the time people are sleeping, which means the whole night. So you get till Alois HaShachar. People used to get up at Alois HaShachar. Rabbi Lezer holds it means the time people go to sleep. So whatever he figured out, it's the first 3 hours. By then everybody's in bed. She says, what the Chachomim hold? What the Chatzos? We'll see later in the Gemara. It comes out that they really hold, like Rabbi Gamliel, but they made a siog. You know, if you leave things for the last minute, as we well know, you'll often miss the boat. So they pushed it back to Chatzos. Okay, we'll see all that in the Gemara. Maisu bo bonov mi beisa mishte. Rabbi Gamliel's kids came back from a chasana. It was late. Omru lolo korino es shema. We didn't say Krishma yet. Omru lohem. Im lo yolo amur ashachar. Lishitos, no problem. If it's not yet Alois HaShachar, so you gotta read. Chayov, Atem Likrois. Okay. Okay, we'll get to the Gemara. Who's he coined himself? Okay, Lechur, it's simple. Now, the Gemara will ask that his sons didn't know what he held. I mean, some Mishnah Brochus, we know it already. His sons didn't know he can read till Krishma. I mean, it says he held, he can read till Amur HaShachar. What would he ask him? We'll get to the Daftes, we'll get to that. Okay, now, but meantime, we said that the Chachomim, this sheet is that really you can learn Krishma until Amur HaShachar. But they made a siog to help, to prevent problems, they pushed it back to Chatzos. That's if we tell you Chatzos, you'll zicha get it done. Now, that's going to be a shmooze later. What happens if you missed Chatzos according to the Chachomim? But kipshut, though, it means even if you miss Chatzos, you still have to say Krishma. They didn't take off the Chiv Krishma. They moved it back, but if you blew it, you say it then. Keep shoot. That's what Tosfos says. Most of them hold that way. Okay. So the Gemara Mishnah adds, this is not the only place we find. This is not the only place we find that the Chazal brought the time back as a preventive measure. Lozu bilvad omru. El kol masha omru chachomim ad chatzois. All the places we have that they said something is till Chatzos is really mitzvos and atchiyal and amar hashach. Really, the din is the din that the rice is you could have till alayus hashach. Lemoshul, hekter chalov mevayevorim. You bring a carbon during the day, right? All avoiders have to be done during the day, but the hekter chalov mean the emurim in regular carbonis or the evorim in an oil can be put up on the mizbech through the night till the next amur hashach. It's like the chlom vevorim mitzvos and achi yalur amar hashachar. It is telling me really, but midrabbonon they said get it done by chatzos. Another example, v'chol hanecholim liyoyim echot chatos ukotchi kotchi. When you bring it during the day, it's nechol liyoyim v'laylo. Meaning, he can eat it the rest of that day and the rest through the night till amur hashachar. Again, the kirdin is till amur hashachar, but midrabbonon they pushed it back to chatzos. Let's just take a look at that Rashi. It's interesting Rashi there. You have the last Rashi there. He's talking about Necholim Liyom V'Layl. Yeah, in that case, let's say a korm. You bring a korm chatos on Sunday, right? You have to finish eating it by Amud HaShachar Monday morning. If you eat it after that, that's chorus. It's a chiyuv chorus. It's noisa. So they made a geder. They said, finish it by chatzos. This way, for sure, you're not going to eat it after Amud HaShachar. Let's save you the chiyuv chorus. V'chein b'kriya shema. Now you understand, Krishma is the whole different story. You'll say Krishma after Amud HaShachar. You're not chayiv anything. No problem. It's just you missed the mitzvah. V'chein b'krishma, l'zarei zeso odom, shelo yema, I shouldn't say yesh liyot she'oz. You know, when you have a lot of time to do something, you push it off to the end. Oh, I have till the morning, I'll do it later. U'betoich kach yal Amud HaShachar, v'ovo lo hazman. It's an interesting thing here. I mean, L'chura Rashi, when he talks on Noisa, it's overkill. You don't need that much. Why does he have to come out with the heavy guns of Chiyuv Koras? What do we say? Why did they make that chokah by Krishma? Just to make sure you get it done. He could have said the same thing by Noisa. I mean, it's got to forget the Koras for a while. It's got to be eaten by Amud HaShachar. You got to eat it. Forget the punishment of what's going to happen later. It has to be eaten by Amud HaShachar. So let him say the same thing, Achman. Just like where Krishma, you tell him, they made it chatzos to make sure you get it done. You want to make sure the job gets done by 6 in the morning. Tell everybody it's got to be done by 12 at night. That way it'll get done by 6 in the morning. That's all you got to say by Necholim L'yayim V'laylo. Of course. I mean, scaring us here.
Did he come up to tell you?
It could have, but you see, you don't need that because they made it by Krishna, so you don't need the Chiyuv Koras.
Only do it by Koras?
No. What?
Yeah, you didn't only do it by Koras.
No, but I'm saying, hold on a second. I'm saying, if. Once you put chorus, it sounds like you need the chorus, you don't. I mean, the next line he says you don't. But you're saying, good, hold on a second. Rabbi Kivege explains, let's look at Rabban Gamliel for a second. What's Halt Rabban Gamliel? Rabban Gamliel doesn't make the siog of Chatzos. Does he make the siog by Kochim? Pashtus, yeah. That's what's right. Kochim's worse, Taka. For us, it doesn't matter. We make it even by Krishma, where it's just a question of getting the job done. But Rabban Gamliel doesn't. So how come he agrees by Kochim? Because there is a chiv kars. There it's worse. It's not Jews who want to get it done. They were afraid you'll eat it 2 minutes later and he'll be chayv kars. He puts it in there to explain Rabban Gamliel. Agav, Tosin Zvochem is also a good question. You have here a din, Necholam L'yom V'layla, right? You can eat the korban the whole day, the whole night. So we say, kick it back from Amud HaShachar to Chatzos to make sure everything gets done. What about a korban Shlom? A korm shlomim zin for 2 days and a night. Sunday, the night, and then Monday till shkia, let's say, till tseis. So why didn't they do the same thing? It's the same problem, I mean. They should have brought it back to tseis hayoim on the second day. Same exact problem, I mean. Either you'll blow it, you'll be chayv kars. Exactly the same thing. What's the difference? It tseis and zvochim. It tseis says that...
Sleeping,
right, yeah. It's not just sleep. He says the daytime, it's more nicker what's going on here. A person will realize more that the day is ending than that the night is ending. You know, the person knows when it's getting dark, he'll realize the day is over. Okay, let's learn some good ones.
Does that mean
you
don't have
to say
Chatzos?
No. Yeah. Yeah. That's it's going to be a shaila anymore, but that's at the end of the day what comes out here. Yeah. Tone Hechukoi. Yeah, this interesting mission, you know, it opens up in the middle of the thing. From when do you read Krishma? Maybe you should tell me you have to read Krishma first. I mean, as we said yesterday, if I wrote the mission, I would have written it different. I would have written, so that mitzvah to learn Krishma by night and by day. When does the mitzvah by night start? He's like starting in midstream over here, the Tana. Tana Hechukoyam, what is he going? Diktoni Me'emosa, what's he referring to? There's no Mishnah before this, you know what I mean? This is the first Mishnah in Shas. Visu no Chazach. My shno the Tony Barvis Beresha, listening to Shachar's Beresha. Why did he chop on Myriv Krishna Shal Arvis first? Why didn't he start with Krishna Shal Shachar's? Some what's the difference? Some Rishonim say because most mitzvahs are during the day. Taisa says because the Korban Tomid Lamashal Usually we start with the morning. So we have two questions. What's he referring to, and why did he start with Krishma Shel Arvis?
Well, what's the kasha? We all know that the Lilo comes. We saw the Kvesim Ashans. He started by night the next day.
I just told you the two reasons. Taisa says because the Korban Tomid, the Chumash doesn't agree with you. In the Chumash, the Korban Tomid says first, that's how Taisa learns. Most of Rishonim, because most mitzvahs are noigas b'yayim. So when you talk about mitzvahs, usually you would start by day. You're right. Rather than day starts at night, we understand. But in terms of when you're describing things, you see that that's usually done that way. Okay, after Gemara, Tana Akrokoi. The Mishnah is, that is going back to the Pasuk. He's referring straight to the Pasuk. In the Pasuk, it says, Dichsiv, Shav, Chov, Kumecho. Ve'ochiktoni, Zman Krishma, Deshchiva, Emas, Mishnah, Shakoi, Enim, Nichnosim, Lechel, Betrumosim. He's referring, he didn't start in the middle. He knows, everybody knows the Pasuk. The Pasuk, we just, since today, this is tomorrow's parashah, you have to learn Krishma when Beshoch B'chov Kumechos. He's referring to that. And that's why he started with Krishma Shel Arvis, because he's going back on the Pasuk. The Pasuk starts with Uvshoch B'chov, so the Mishnah is saying, when is this man Uvshoch B'chov? Iboy Seim is like, on the second Kash, I can give you another answer. And this is your answer exactly, Mandy. We're going to go on the answer. I'm referring to the Pasuk. Why did I start with at night? Because that's Bria Soilim. Is that the way? That's exactly what it says. Iboy Seim, Yolof Min Bria So Shel Oilim. Dichsev, vahi ere, vahi boiker, yoim echod. Zog di gemar, ihochi, if so, and Taisa explains, if you're going with the first, well, let's see the kash, one sec. Ihochi sefer diktoni, on daf yod alef, we have the Mishnah, tells us about the birchus krishma. Let's see. Beshacha mevor shtayin lefoner vachas lachreo. Krishma shel shachris, there's three brachas, two before, Yotzer Or and Avarabo, and one after Gol Yisrael. Ubo Erev, Mevorech Shtayim Lefoneo, Ushtayim Lachra, you have before Amar of Arovim and Oyev Amo Yisrael. And afterwards you have Gol Yisrael and Shemer Amo Yisraelot. So it's four, it's all together seven brachas. Taisa brings Dirushalmi, it's a remez to Sheva Bayoim Hillel Ticha. Okay, Frank the Gemara, if so, if you're so hung up and starting at night, how come that Mishnah starts with Shachris? That Mishnah is telling us the brachas of Krishna Shal Shachlis Kim Shal Arvis. And it tells us first Shachlis and then Arvis. Is he Hoch? He saved the Tony Bishachim Voshtaim Lefon Abachas Lachreo. Uber Voshtaim Lefon Oshtaim Lachreo. Listening to Arvis Veresha. And this explains very well what's the Hoch. It's totally on the second Teretz. Because in the first Teretz, the reason we said night first was because of Shachmo of Kumecha. That's only referring to Krishna. If you're pinning it back to that pasuk, then it's only Krishma. Then I don't have any kashas on the brachas. But the second teretz is Mendi's teretz, as we always go night before day, because that's the seder of our calendar. So then the brachas, you should have done the same way too. If you're so hung up on the seder for Vayera, Vayivoyke, so Brichas Krishma should have started at night too. And for the Gemara, as it often does, Tana Pasach Be'arvis, we started off because we started off with Krishma Shel Arvis. Then, on Daftes Amud Beis, we went to Krishma Shel Shachris. That's the next Mishnah. Mosai Kerwin Shema B'Shachris. Once he was holding Shachris, he explained Shachris and then went back to Arvis. More often does that. Once the Tana says the second thing, he explains that. Tana Posel B'Arvis, V'Hodet Toni B'Shachris. Adekoi B'Shachris. Once he's talking about Shachris on the Mishnah Daftes, it porish mili de Shachris. He explained to Shachris, brachas, v'hodet porish mili de Arvis. Omama. So when does Krishma start at night? So tzeis hakochom. But the Mishnah puts a very interesting way. It says, from when the Koyanim can eat truma, which is tzeis hakochom. It's just a strange way of putting it. Omama, mishosha Koyanim, nichnosim lechel b'trumosim. Michte Koyanim Amos Kachli, when is it? When is it that Koyanim eat Trumo? Michte Koyanim Amos Kachli Trumo, Mishas Tseis HaKoychovim. At least the Mishas Tseis HaKoychovim. Let it say, man, what's the Koyanim Shema Abraham? It's Tseis HaKoychovim. Zog di Gemara. Milso Agav Urchei Komashmon. You're right. But all it's coming to tell us here is that Krishna starts at Tseis. But he's telling you another Kiddush, as I think a Kiddush, Milso Agav Urchei Komashmon, Koyanim Amos Koachli Betruma means, I want to tell you, when is Tagazman Achilas Truma, Mishas Tzeisa Kechovim. What's the Chiddush? V'okamash when the Kapora loy ma'akva. Like we said before, let's say you have a Zav. We spent the last 2.5 months busy with Zov and Zova. Right? So they count 7 days, right? They go to the mikveh and then Harif Shemesh. But the next day they have to bring the Karbonis, because Mechusei Kapor. They can't go into the Migdash and they can't eat Kodshim till they bring the Kapora. So I would have thought, so for Truma also, the Kapor is Makiv. That's the Chiddush. No, Kapor Eloi Ma'akva. That's what's like, hey, Kodshim. Think when you've almost had a Pesuk and we learn all this, Truma is Kapor Eloi Ma'akva. It's enough, Harif Shemesh, what we call.
That assumes that you know the answer to the question.
True. Hu bo hashemesh v'toher. That's the pasuk, and that's darshin. Hu bo hashemesh v'toher is darshin on truma. The Gemara. Bi ashim shoy makvoso milechol b'truma ve'in kaporoso makvoso milechol b'truma. That's an interesting problem. I don't know the answer, really, the answer. It's a little circular. Yeah, another problem. Kamash and Kapor loy ma'akva. Meaning the Chiddush is that Truma can be eaten at night. It's a Mishnah. It's Mishnah. It's all over the place. It's a Beferish Mishnah in the Goyim. Herif Shim Shoy Echel B'Truma. What do you need it for? So Taisa says in many places that the Tana will repeat a Chiddush if he can do it with a short Shinei Aloshin. It's not going to say over a whole Mishnah. But just for changing a couple of words, he'll tell us Agavurcha Nocha Chiddush. Agav, the Goyin says an interesting, an acute thing. The Mishnah's Loshen is interesting. According to Mishnah's Gemara, the Loshen of Mishnah, Mishnah Shakoyin Nichnosim Lechol Bitruma Son, when they go to eat their truma. I mean, it's not my truma, that's for sure. It could have said Mishnah Shakoyin Nichnosim Lechol Bitruma. That's usually how you would say it. The Mishnah in Harif Shimsha Echol Bitruma is the Mishnah Goyin. That's Truma Son. What's up? It's Truma Son. So he says an interesting thing. He says the emphasis is that there's two trumas that a kohen eats. There's what we call truma, trumas hagvulin, meaning truma, what we call truma. But there's another truma. There's a, in your brain, we spoke yesterday about carbon toide. Why don't we just speak about carbon toide yesterday, the day before? In a carbon toide, there's four types of lechem you have to bring, 10, 10, 10, and 10. One of each lechomim has to be given to the kohen. That's also called truma in the pasuk. So he says there's two types of truma. Truma's gvulin, what they call, and truma's toido, let's call it. Now, this din that they eat by Harif Shemesh, by Tzeis HaKochavim, applies to truma, truma's hagvulin. Will it apply to truma's toido? Zichanisht. Because that's kochim. Fideh kapora will be ma'akva. So the Mishnah that's coming to tell me the chiddush of kapora loy ma'akva is talking about only about what we call truma, truma's hagvulin. That's why it says Truma's son. Because that Truma is considered their Truma. That Truma is Mishulchan Gavoa Ko'ochlu. That's the remez of the time. Okay, let's go. Now says the Gemara an interesting thing. Rashlan is very strange what the Gemara's Havamina was here. So how are we learning here? The Pasuk is Ubo Hashemesh V'Toher. Understands the Gemara. This is the thing, let's not get confused there. We usually think of Bo Hashem as a Shkia. You have to be careful here. They saw Tzeis HaKochavim as Soif Shki. It's always looked at as the end of Shki. Which, again, there's all sorts of explanations, but what we call Shki, when the sun goes down, we stop seeing it, but it doesn't, then it continues moving. It doesn't get to its place, whatever that means, until what we call Tzeis HaKochavim. That's why they see that as Soif Shki. So this pasuk Bo Hashemesh, so Bo Hashemesh V'Toher. How do you know that that's the way to learn it? Umimai, the high Ubo Hashemesh means Ubias Hashemesh, meaning the complete coming of the sun, which is Tzeis HaKochavim. And what's the mean V'toher? V'hai V'toher, Toher Yoimo. Since that's not the way you learn the pasuk when you read it. You think it means the person. It doesn't, the Gemara says. It means V'toher, the day is finished. Ubo Hashemesh, the sun goes all the way where it has to go. V'toher, and the day is over, meaning Tzeis HaKochavim. How do you know that's what the pasuk means? Dilmo zok, Rashi, and we'll learn what Rashi says, Shver Pshat, but Dilmo, it means Bias Oiroi. Faked, it means the coming, the rising of the sun. Dilmo Bias Oiroi, who? Umay V'toher. No, then V'toher can't mean the day is over. It can't mean what it means.
Faket, Toya Gavra. And what's made, let's go to the Rashi. It's interesting how they learn it. Dilma Bias Oiroi. Bo Hashemesh means Sheyor Hashemesh B'yoyim Hashmini. Faket, it means the next Zrich. It means that's a Chamah the next day. Vitoya means he should become Tor, meaning he has to bring his Korbonis. V'yitar ho'yish yitar ho'yish atzmo v'havoas korbanos of achayoychol. It means exactly the opposite. You're telling me means, and that's all chiddush, that she can eat by night. Seisakochom erev shemesh is enough for truma laf and kapor lo yimak. Maybe the pasuk means kapor is yimak. Maybe the pasuk means bias boas shemesh, the sun will rise. V'toher, and he has to be mitar himself. Meaning, in the morning, he has to bring his karbonis. Meaning that even by truma, kapor is yemakvu. It's a difficult hava, Amina, because bo hashemesh never means the sun rises in Tanakh. It always means it sets. That's what Tosfos gets in. The Mishnah don't like Rashi's pshat, but that's what he's saying. Omar Rabba Barav Shilo. Interesting. Says, you know what's wrong with that pshat? Im kein leimakor v'yitar, mai v'toher, toher yoimu. If that's what it meant, in other words, the way we're reading it means the sun sets. And when I say sun sets again, I mean what they understood, says, not what we call sunset. Sunset, and the day is over. Vitoyer. The way Rashi wants in the Havmin, it means, Ubias, Uboash Emish, the sun rises, and he should make himself Tor, meaning he should bring his kaponis. Then it should say, Viyitar, or Viyitoyer. He should make himself, not Vitoyer. Im Kane, if that's the pshat, what it means, where do you see an expression like that, that ending of the day is referred to as Tairep, as V'toyer Yoimo? People used to speak that way. The sun went down, V'itke Yoimo. Itke means Tairep, and the Yoim is Tor, meaning that's how they referred to the day going away. B'marovo, in Eretz Yisrael, Hodi Rabba Barav Shilo Lo Shmielohu. Again, we have a question. You go this way to God. Rabbi Shilo is telling us, we know the answer, because if the second pshat would write, it should have said V'yitor, not V'toyer. They didn't know that. Lo Shmielo, they didn't know that answer, they didn't hear that. Ubo lo miboya, they left, they had a Shiloh. Hi, boy, they talk against the Shiloh. Hi, Ubo Hashemesh, be Hashim Shehu, Umay V'toyer, Toyer Yoyim. It means I could say, and V'toyer means the day is gone. O Dilma be As Oyrehu, it means Zricha. Umay V'toyer, Toyer Gavro. They asked it for a Shiloh. V'hoda Pashtelo, and they were poished it from a Braiso. Midiktoni Bebraiso, Simin Ledovot Seisakechovim. We're going to have a Braiso soon, which basically says our Mishnah, and it is Tzeisak Kochom. The price that says Tzeisak Kochom. Okay, so that's the end of the story. Now, once they saw the price, it means Tzeis. It means Tzeis. Shema mino bi Hashim shohu, umay v'toyer toyer yoyim. It's not a problem in Rashi. You know, they had a Shaila. Does it mean Tzeis? Does it mean in the morning with the car? So they brought a price. The Mishnah obviously means Tzeisak Kochom. I mean, we're talking about Krishna Shalaris. You didn't have to go bring a price. You could have brought the Mishnah. It's a difficult pshat, Rashi. But okay, let's see this. Okay, now we have some arithmetic here, a lot of possibilities. Still confusing, not really harsh, still confusing. Omamar. Mishosh HaKoyinim Nechnosin Lechol B'Trumosin. The Zman for Krishma is Achilas Truma, which is Tzeis HaKachov. V'riminu Me'imosai Koyirin Eshma Barov. We have a braisa. When does Mishra start at night? Misheho Oni Nechnas Lechol Pito B'Melach. It starts when the poor person comes in. He comes to eat his supper, right? As Rashi, what do you mean the oni? Zok to Rashi, he doesn't have light. Ain lo neil hadlik besudoso. So he's going to eat a little bit earlier than most people. Most people can sit down and eat 8 o'clock at night. He doesn't turn on the lights. He doesn't have lights. So it's when he comes at shosha oimedli pota mitol sudoso. So it seems to be against the Mishnah on both sides. He's saying it starts Zman Krishma, whenever that is, when an Oni sits down to eat supper. It finishes when he finishes supper. So the Gemara says like this, Seifa Vadei Pliga Masnis. The Seifa is certainly against the Mishnah. Because the end of Krishma, we had either Amur HaShachar, Chatzos, or a third of the night. He eats, that's obviously much smaller Zman. I mean, how much can this guy eat already? He's not eating for 4 hours. I mean, it's a much earlier Zman. So the end zman, it's certainly against the Mishnah. Reisha Milema Pligemas Nisan, is the Reisha also against the Mishnah? Meaning he's giving us a new Zman. The Zman of Mishoni Nichnas Lecho Pita Bamela is not Seisa Kochovin. Is that true or not? So the Gemara, no. Loi, Oni V'Koyein Chad She'uruhu. Happens to be the same thing. I guess even though he doesn't have a candle, there's still some sort of light left at Seisa Kochovin. I don't know what he's eating by exactly, why he eats that late. But that's what the Gemara says. Agav, you have here another tzad here, because we said in the Mishnah that the end of Krishma is Lefi Rabbi Gamliel, it's in the morning. Because Ufshoch B'cho means the time people sleep, so he gives you the whole night. Reb Lezer gives you the first Hashemor of 4 hours, a third of the night, because he understands Ufshoch B'cho, the time of going to sleep. And by the end of those 4 hours, everybody has gone to sleep. He got another tzad, this is much earlier, Achmed. You're talking about how long can it be already from the time the Oni starts his meal till he finishes. We're not talking on Halach Yontav, we're talking regular night. How long can it be? It's very short. So what's his cheshbon? I mean, he seems to be coming with a new possibility. Not only is it just the time of going to sleep, it's the beginning of the time of going to sleep. Meaning when the first people go to sleep. Rebbe Lezer is giving you the time span of all people who go to sleep. So by the end of the first Hashmoyra, by the end of the first third of the night, everybody has gone to sleep. He seemingly is giving us Tchila Zman Shchiva, the beginning of that Zman. When did the first people start to go to sleep? I would have given the answer to that if Shmuel went in the middle of the Shia, when the people start going to sleep. Or he ate after the Dafyami. Okay, listen on the moment. Okay, so the Vaila was saying that only keep your hats on, there's going to change. The Vaila we're going to say that we're saying now that Oni sitting down to eat and says is the same Shia. That's going to change. Okay, let me get right. Very mini. May Mosse Maschil and Likras Krishma Barvis. Now it's a little different. Mishoshe Bnei Odom Nichnos and Lecho Piton Barvis Shabbos is Divrei Reb Meir. I'm talking about regular people on Erev Shabbos. Again, that's a little bit earlier because everything's ready, Rashi explains. On a normal weekday supper, you got to come and get things ready. Shabbos, you come home from shul, it's all cooked already. So it's a little bit early, but not giving the regular Zman Suda apparently was later. That's not at Medubah yet. This is Friday night by regular people. Reb Meir. V'chachomim oimrim. O Mishnah. Mishosh, ha-koyenim, zakoyim, they have the right lechel b'trumosin. Simon ledov, it's Seisa Kochom. That's the price we brought before. Spells out clearly that's Seisa Kochom. V'yaf, ha-pishen raya ledov, or we don't have a clear raya that the day ends. With Seisak Ochovim, it's a famous Gemara, you have it. Megillah also, Zeichel Adover. We'll show you like a remez in Tanakh that the day runs till Seisak Ochovim. Shenemar, by Nechemiah, when they're building there, the Beis HaMikdash, and they were getting attacked over there by the Shemreinim. So some of the people were working, and some of the people were standing guard. They were standing there with weapons. Shnei Dalton, Vanachnu Oisim Bimlocha, we were working. V'chetziyom half of the people machzikim birimochim. How they touch them all? Spears, swords, spears. Me'alei sashachar atzei sakochovim. So the work day was from aloi sashachar till tzeis. V'yoyme, and state the next posuk. V'hoyulonu halaylo mishmor. At night we rested, we watched. V'hayoyim melocha. The day was for melocha. And we just said, when did they work? This says, so you see that the day runs till says. My v'yoyim, what do you need the second posuk? Yeah, because in the first posuk it's not muchach. It says they worked from alois till says. No, maybe they worked extra hours, you know what I mean? They needed extra money, so they put in extra hours. It doesn't say necessarily that's the day or the night. V'chi teimo mi be'arvo michi arvo shim sholeilu. Yeah, maybe the day stops at Shkia. Doesn't run till Tzeis. They work till Tzeis. V'inu de mechashchi mekadme. Yeah, they worked late and they came early. Doesn't say in that first pasuk day and night. Emele toshma v'hoyu lono alaylo mishma v'ayei melocha. Okay, with the two psukim together, we have it. Because the first pasuk says they worked from alois till Tzeis. The second pasuk says that the night was mishmar and the day we worked. So it says they worked in the day. The previous says say they worked from alois till tzeis. So lechuri, you have your apostle that the day, leave alone the alois, we're interested in the end of the day, that the day runs till tzeis akarchov. Ad kitei kach, Tois asks here and in Megillah, what, it's a good raya. What's up, is Zeichel Adova? It's a good raya. Why isn't it a raya Adova? The Brisa says, once you have that second pasuk, you pin it. And the truth is, the Gemara in Megillah brings it as a raya that the day runs. No, Alain still says. So, what's wrong with the raya? So, Tosfos say, good. That's a raya that Yoin is from Alois till Tseis. Krishma is not totally in Yoin. Krishma is totally in Mushoch B'cho. That we don't know. I mean, that we're assuming. That is what this Mishnah and the Gemara is telling us here. That Shoch B'cho is Tseis, the beginning of the night, the end of the day. That we don't know. You can't prove that to me for the Pasuk. I mean, you'll soon see there are people who have it earlier. They held Shoch B'cho earlier. So that's why it's a Zeichel Adov. Okay, now let's get back to what we want to do here. So we had a Machloikes. Reb Meir with Chachomim. He's got a nuzach. Chachomim is our Mishnah. Reb Meir is a psanusach. Bnei Odom nichnos in lechol piton barvish shabos. Okay. Now, obviously, here the zman of Reb Meir is not the same as Tzeis HaKochom. There's a machloik zman of Chachom over here. Okay. Now, the question is, we're going back to what we said before. We said before that Oni, when an Oni eats his meal on a regular day, is the same as Tzeis HaKochov. Oni v'kein chadu. The Gemara now thought, the question is, how do we relate this Nuzman, when people eat Friday night, to the Oni? But the Gemara thought that when people eat Friday night, a little bit earlier, that's the same time an Oni eats every night. That's the Gemara Gal. Now, if you say that way, then we just disprove what we said before. Because we said before that Oni, meaning when an Oni eats on a regular night, is the same as Tzeis HaKochov. It's not against our Mishnah. The Gemara is now assuming that the Oni eating on Wednesday night is the same as everybody on Friday night. Now, everybody on Friday night can't be Tzeis HaKochov. Because the Machlokes is the main HaKochov. Is it everybody Friday night or is it Tzeis? Obviously, that's a difference, man. So since they assume that everybody on Friday night is the same as the Oni every night, we now disprove what we said before. It's not Oni v'koyin chadu. Obviously, Oni is a different shiur than Tzeis. Because al kedaitoch, the Oni ubnei odom chad shuru, meaning an Oni on a regular night, and Reiv bnei odom on Shabbos, is the same shiur. Because al kedaitoch, the Oni bnei odom chad shuru. And that's obviously different than Tzeis HaKochovim. Vi amrit Oni v'koyin chad shuru. If you're going to tell me that Oni and koyin is the same shiur, meaning Oni is Tzeis, now you're telling me Oni is Reiv bnei odom Friday night, so Chachomim hainu Reb Meir, can't be. Those are two separate shurim. The first brayis is chaylik on the Mishnah. So the Gemara, no, that's not true. I'm still insisting that an oni during the week is tzeis hakochov. But your assumption is wrong. Oni during the week and people on Friday night are not the same. Who told you that? Loi oni v'koyin chad shuru. V'oni ubnei odom lav chad shuru. Okay. The Oni v'koyin chad shuru, who you're still insisting that Oni and koyin is one shiur, meaning the time that an Oni eats on a regular night is tzeis hakochovim, very minu. Okay, now I gotta hold on here. This mission has a lot of zman in here. Me mosay maschilin likroy shma ba'arovin. Okay? Mishor shekidish hayoyim ba'arvi shabosis, divi Rebbe Lezer. Ben hashmoshes, Dr. Rashi. That's before tzeis, so we're earlier than we were before. Reb Yeshua Oimer, let's be careful here. Reb Yeshua Oimer, Misho Sha'akoyinim Mituhorim Lechol B'Trumosam. Not when they can eat Trumo. When they Mituhorim. What does that mean? When they go to the mikveh. I'm sorry. Reb Yeshua is when they can eat. That's our Mishnah. Mituhorim B'Trumosam. That's Tzeis. Reb Meir Oimer, Misho Sha'akoyinim Toivlim Lechol B'Trumosam. Now when do they go to the mikveh? Obviously before that, because they want to have it before the Erev Shemesh. So that's sometime during the day. Rashi says, Koyin ben Hashmoshes, so you should have the Erev Shemesh. So that's an earlier Zman. So we have it, one second. We had just now three Zman. Reb Lezer seems to be the beginning of Ben Hashmoshes. Reb Yeshua's our Mishnah Tzeis. Reb Meir seems to be before Shkia, looks like, before the beginning of Ben Hashmoshes, quite early. Now, right away, that's a strange thing. Because Reb Meir is in the, during the day, that's for sure. They're going to the mikveh during the day, as late as it is. They're doing it before Shkia, before Benes. During the day. How could you have a Shoch B'cho during the day? Is Omer lo Reb Yehuda? That's a strange one. That can't be right. What's Halto Meir? The Gemara will come back. Okay, so we have three so far. Okay, I'm getting confused. I'm sorry. Reb Lezer said Kiddush Hayoyim Bein Hashmoshes. Reb Yeshua says Reb Meir is when the Kohenim go Tefillah, which seems to be quite early. Reb Yudah doesn't like it. Reb Chanina Oimer, Mishosh Oni Nichnes Lechol Pito B'melech. That's Oni. That's the Oni we're after, which we're claiming is the same as Seis HaKochovim. Can't be. Right here you see it can't be, because Reb Yeshua said Seis, and he's saying Oni. Reb Achoy V'Ami L'Reb Acho, Mishosh Ruiv B'nei Odom Nichnosen L'Hosef. When Ruiv people eat, now we're not, do they mean Friday night or during the week? Not clear. Rashi's Mesupik. Most people say means during the week. Now, V'i Amrit, Oni V'Koyin, Chad Shi'uruhu. If you're telling me that Oni and Koyin, Oni is Tzeis, that can't be. Reb Chanina, Haino, Reb Yeshua. That means Reb Chanina who said, Mishosh Oni Nichnas, and Reb Yeshua who said, Shosh HaKeinim Etorim, Tzeis, are the same exact thing, so that can't be. So that's the end. That's a mistake. Elolav, not true. Shema Mino, Shi'ured the Oni Lechud, Shi'ured the Koyin Lechud, Shema Mino. That's not true. Oni Nichnas Lechopito is not Tzeis HaKochovim, that original Bryce is Chaylik on the Mishnah. Okay, now they want to hear, which is it? Is Oni before Tzeis, or is Oni after Tzeis? Hey Minayu Mu'ucher. Zog de Gemara, Mistabro de Oni Mu'ucher. It's Mistabro to say that the Zman of Oni is after Tzeis. Why? The I Amrit de Oni Mukdem, if you're going to put Oni before Tzeis HaKoychovim, Reb Chanina Hainu Reb Elezer. Now you have to be very careful. This Gemara on the face of it is not easy. What did Reb Elezer say? Reb Lezer was the early Zman, Bein HaShmosh. So he jumped it up before Tzeis HaKochov. Okay? If you're going to tell me that Reb Chanina, when he said, Misho Shoni Nichon Leschel Pitl, is before Tzeis HaKochovim, then he is the same as Reb Lezer. Now that's quite a step, because why is that true? Reb Lezer is the beginning of Bein HaShmosh. This is Tzeis. Maybe he means Oni is before Tzeis, but after the beginning of Bein HaShmoshes. Or he means it's before the beginning of Bein HaShmoshes. I mean, it's a very interesting Gemara. He said it's over here. We call today Shkia. Let's say it's Shkia, a minute after Shkia. And we said Tzeis. So you're telling me, one of those, only before Tzeis or after Tzeis? Must be a Mestabra, only after Tzeis, because if it's before Tzeis, it's the same as Reb Lezer who said Shkia. What? Maybe it's a minute before that, maybe it's a minute after. You got to spend a time over there. I mean, the minimum time, you have 2/3 of me. I think you have 13 and a half minutes from Shkia to Tzeis. I mean, it's an interesting Gemara here. It Tysus says, that's how they go here. Tysus says,
when would it be?
What?
When would it be?
I don't know when it would be, but it's not, it has to be Punk then. I mean, basically, Tysus answers that it's not Mestaber to the Gemara to have, it's if you're at Tzeis or after, okay. Because anybody before Tzeis is strange, because you're putting it more into the day. It's strange again. It's not Mestaber to the Gemara. There should be so many chalukim before Tzeis HaKochovim. It's just not mistabit. It's just not mistabit. There should be three different zmanim before Tzeis HaKochovim. So for the same money that Nachas David points out, that same proof will tell you, Lamashal, that Reb Achoy is after Tzeis. Reb Achoy said, when Roiv B'nei Adam eat. Is that before Tzeis or after Tzeis? I'll ask you the same question. The same exact raya you'll have. Mestaber is after Tzeis, because before Tzeis. We don't want to have too many zman before Tzeis. Proof to Nachas Dov, it comes into play before and later. It seems they're all after Tzeis. We're not making before Tzeis unless we have to. Elav shmamino, oni mu'uch shmamino. Okay, meantime, the Gemara goes back. Reb Meir said that it's when the Kohenim Tovon Zach. So that's before Shkia, what before Bein HaShmosh. It's by day. Right? So if you just said to them, how could that possibly be? How could that possibly be by day? How could that be? Right? That's a very strong question. I mean, how can you tell me that Ushoch B'chor is the middle of the day? The middle of the day, the end of the day, whatever it is. Vada Yoim over them. Shapikom Rebbe Yehuda Meir. Rebbe Yehuda is a good kasher. I mean, what's the alter Meir talking? Oh, Rebbe Meir Hochi Komalei. If you remember, we had a nida also. There's different Bein HaShmoshes. Rebbe Yehuda's Bein HaShmoshes starts at Shkia. We call Shkia, Bein HaShmoshes Shkia Shni, whatever it is, and it runs for 2/3 of a meal or 3/4 of a meal till Tzeis. Now, before that Shkia is Takavadai Day. However, you learn Shkia. When we learn Shkia is this, or Bein HaShmoshes Shkia is after that. Whatever. Before that is Vaday Day. So if he meant to go to the mikveh before that Bein Hashmoshes. He's going in the day. That's strange. But there's another Bein Hashmoshes. Bein Hashmoshes the Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi holds Bein Hashmoshes Keherifayim. There's no span. It's just like this. The day goes and that. And when is it? It's after Bein Hashmoshes Rabbi Yehuda. Basically, it's a second before Tzitzak Kochov. Or it is Tzitzak. It's right. It's a Herifayim before Tzitzak Kochov. So if Ramei is talking about Bein Hashmoshes Rabbi Yossi, it's not so terrible. If he's talking about Bein Hashmoshes Rabbi Yehuda, it's like a strange. Because then he's talking by day. So what's that going to be by Shobach? But if he's referring to Bein Hashmoshes Rabbi Yossi, it's not so terrible, man. So there's a half a second before the Tzitzak Kochov. That could already be Shobach. We have people before Tzitzak, it's not the end of the world. Oh, Ramei Yehochi Kom Alei. Mi Savris Da'ano Abein Hashmoshes Didoch Ko Amina. And as Rabbi Yehuda said to Ramei, how could you tell me Zman of Shobach is before Bein Hashmoshes? So Meir says, you thought I meant your Bein Hashmoshes. Avada, that would be strange. I'm not talking about your Bein Hashmoshes, Rabbi Yehuda. I'm talking about Rabbi Yosi's Bein Hashmoshes. Mi savris da no Bein Hashmoshes didoch ko amino, ano Bein Hashmoshes de Rabbi Yosi ko amino. Dom Rabbi Yosi Bein Hashmoshes kerefayim, zanir zayetz, v'yev shalam and olam, and that's afterwards. It's right before it says, so that's what he meant. I got an interesting thing over here, because Rabbi Yehuda says to Meir, how could you have Krishma that early? It's daytime. Rabbi Yehuda himself is in the same pickle. I mean, we're going to have later in the brachas. Rabbi Yehuda is the person who holds you can daven Ma'ariv. Rabbi Yehuda is the limud zchus for the whole world today. You daven Ma'ariv in the middle of the day. I mean, Rabbi Yehuda is the one who came up with this idea that we can daven in Ma'ariv after Plaga Mincha. Plaga Mincha is an hour and a quarter before the day ends. Okay, that's Ma'ariv. Now, this first big case is the famous question, how is it that people daven Ma'ariv early? How do you say Krishma? Just like the Mishnah, you can't say Krishma before Tzitzak Kochov. Quite a few people say before Tzitzak Kochov. Rabbi Yonatan claims, because we go like Rabbi Yehuda. And just like Rabbi Yehuda says, Plaga Mincha, you can daven Ma'ariv, you can also say Krishma after Plaga Mincha. And that's on the sheet. So then what did Rabbi Yehuda ask on Rabbi Meir? Rabbi Meir said you can say Krishma when? A minute before the Shkia, 5 minutes before the Shkia. He said, how could you say Krishma in the middle of the day? He himself holds you can say Krishma from Plaga Mincha. What's Villa for Rabbi Meir, Achmei? Avzich Alev was, according to Rabbi Otam, Rabbi Yehuda holds you can say Krishma Plaga Mincha. So he has tainus on Rabbi Meir. Interesting question. Stai says very good. Rabbi Yehuda is not a kash, because Rabbi Yehuda doesn't believe in Uvashoch Bucha. Rabbi Yehuda doesn't say that Krishna is tied to Pshoch Bucha. Obviously, because Plaga Mincha has nothing to do with Pshoch Bucha. Plaga Mincha will learn later through Karbonis. He somehow understood the Fira Ben Otam that Krishna is pinned to Davna, which has to do with when the Korban Tomid was brought. It had nothing to do with Pshoch Bucha. So him, he can't ask any kashas. But you are in this group of Tanoim who are trying to zero in on Pshoch Bucha. How could you say that Pshoch Bucha is before Ben Hashmoshes? Let me get a bit of light. Kasha de Rabbi Meir at the Rabbi. Yeah, meantime, we got to steer in Rabbi Meir. Because Rabbi Meir before said that it's Mishoshim Neyon Michnes Lecho Piton Ba'arvi Shabosis. Right? That's that Brisa up there. In this Brisa, he said, it's Tzitzak Kochov, Mishosh HaKoyin, I'm sorry. It's Mishosh HaKoyin and Toim Lechel B'Shemosin. It's the earliest man. It's a little bit before Tzitzak Kochov. And Pashas those two are not the same. So he says, not Mistaba that people eat that early, even on Friday night. You got to get back from Shul. Zog Gerein Chanami, Trey Tanoi, leave it there, mate. Not the end of the world. We've had it before. Kasha de Bleza there, Bleza. Because, yeah, this is a strange one. Because Rebbe Lezer, where's Rebbe Lezer? Okay, I lost him. He's in this bryce here somewhere. No. Oh, yeah. He's the one who said, Mishosh HaKiddush HaYayim B'Avi Shabosis. Beginning of Ben Hashmoshes, correct? Rebbe Lezer, in our Mishnah, says, Tzitzak Kochovim, Machmein. Our Mishnah starts, Meimos HaKarim Krishna Barovin, Mishosh HaKarim Nechalachim B'Chumos, Ad Sof HaShvori Shonet, the Rebbe Lezer. So Rebbe Lezer is the Baal HaShvaitz, who's the Baal HaShvaitz of Tzitzak Kochov. Here he sings, Mekidosh HaYoyim, at Zichu before Tzitzak Kochov, Mechmein. Kasha de Blezer, de Blezer, Trey Tanoi, Aliba de Rebbe Lezer, okay. Or, Iboy Yisem, Erei Shalav Rebbe Lezer, he. When it says in the Mishnah, it says two things in the Mishnah. It says, Krishna starts at Tzitz and runs till Ashmura Rishoyna. Divrei Rebbe Lezer is not going on the Tzeis part. Divrei Reb Elezer going on the end part. We're now going into that morning. Is it Hashvu Rishon? Is it Chatzos? Is it in the morning? Those are Divrei Reb Elezer. But Reb Elezer never showed his hand on Tzeis HaKochavim. He never said that.